RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift. Whether or not you are heading to work today is of no consequence to us. We hope you're having a good day either way. Listen on the Odyssey app if you're in the car. Maybe you're, returning gifts. Have you returned anything yet?
Yes.
You have?
But it was...
snap. Does the giver know?
Well, okay, I shouldn't have said yes. I returned something I was giving to someone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because I bought a bunch of them and I realized one was damaged. So.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I actually went and bought something yesterday, left the store, and got a mile down the road and turned back around and returned it.
What?
Yeah. Y'all ever go to, we've had this conversation, Dylan and I have. Y'all ever go to Ollie's Bargain Outlet?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I've never been, but I know of Ollie's.
It's goated. Okay.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Prepare yourself. It's like a mix between like a Big Lots and I don't know. There's just
Bargain
like
a Aldi. R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like a Big Lots meets like a Marshalls.
Okay.
Know, that kind of vibe. But they also have like flooring in there randomly.
Wow.
Like a lot of flooring. So I was moving some stuff around and doing some different work in my basement, trying to, you know, find what works in what spaces. My kids got a couple new toys. I got a couple new things. And I went and bought a rug, like an area rug.
Yeah.
And like I loaded it in the back of the truck, the whole thing. Like had somebody get it off the rack, loaded it in the back of the truck, and got like a mile down the road. And I was like, why did I buy that? That was so dumb. And my wife was in the car, my kids in the back. She's like, turn around, take it back.
She instant
was like,
buyer's remorse.
Right, because, you know, Ollie's ain't really near my house. And she mm-hmm. was like, when are you going to bring it back tomorrow? I was like, yeah, nah. She was like, might as well take it back now.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So, I mean, I had turned right back around, went straight back to Ollie's, returned it, no questions asked. They didn't even bat an eyelash. He wasn't even like, man, what happened? He was just like, okay, thanks.
Man.
That's so funny. That's great.
We're going to do the wake-up call here in 1 second, 404-726-0929. What role do you envision for Matt Ryan in the front office? What do you think about the Rams-Falcons matchup tonight? We talked earlier about Matt Ryan, the possibility that he could be involved. I love it. I think it brings a linear vision one way or another to the Falcons organization as a whole. Because you know he's not going anywhere. You know that he can keep some of the same thought process around. You know that he'll do what's in the best interest of everybody involved, not say, oh, I'm coaching for my job or I'm drafted for my job or I'm all in or I'm all out. I think that he would be nice to have inside of that building to kind of bring everything together. So hit us up if you got thoughts on Matt Ryan, 404-726-0929. If you got thoughts on this Monday Night Football matchup, how can the Falcons claim victory tonight? What is the roadmap to success for them? And, you know, whether or not you have any feelings about Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, Georgia Tide is coming back in the building tonight. So 404-726-0929, just 1 second.
Here are the headlines before you clock in. Kyle Whittingham has accepted the head coaching job for Michigan. 49ers beat the Bears last night 42-38. The Hawks lost to the Knicks over the weekend 128-125. They'll play again tonight against the Thunder. The Ravens and Steelers will play for the AFC North in Week 18. And the Bucks and Panthers will battle for the NFC South in Week 18 as well. Both teams lost over the weekend to set up this winner-take-all showdown.
I have a dirty, dirty confession to make.
Uh-oh.
Dirty birds or dirty?
It's dirty birds related.
Okay.
So in one of my fantasy football leagues, I'm in my fantasy championship.
Oh, God. Oh, what do you need? Who do you need tonight?
Matthew Stafford.
No, come on, man.
Puka Nakua. Wait, I'm not done. Matthew Stafford, Puka Nakua, and Colby Parkinson.
Come on, man. That is such bad vibes, dude.
Bad
that
juju.
Is such bad
I'm so
vibes.
Sorry.
I would rather
so
you wear
sorry.
An Eagles jersey in here. I would rather you wear an Eagles jersey in here than to come in talking
I'm
about
so
you
sorry.
Need them to go off for the championship. Who does the other guy have anybody going tonight?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I can
my
let
God,
you,
man.
I can
I'm
let you know
so
in 2 seconds.
So disappointed in
I'm
you right
you the
now.
Full, so I'm going to give you the full rundown like
oh,
2 seconds.
Man. Like,
oh,
that
so
is
you.
He, so the scoring, just by the way, the scoring is inflated. I am projected to win, by the way, because I had Christian Dang. McCaffrey have a good night last night. Juwan Jennings scored a pretty late touchdown. So I'm projected to win. The scoring is inflated. So this is going to sound like a lot when I say this, but it's not a lot. So I am down right now 104 points. Now, your quarterback alone, Matthew Stafford last week got me 120 points by himself.
Okay.
So it's not
all
a
right.
lot. Yeah. So because, again, the scoring is inflated. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a whole thing. But so I have Matthew Stafford, Puka, and Kobe Parkinson, and I believe he has all his guys have gone. So it's just on those three. So I need 104 between the three of them, and I'm probably going to get it. But
You need Matt Stafford to hit Puka Nacua for a bunch, but then also like sack, fumble, interception, and like bring his point total back down so the Falcons can win.
Yes,
but,
right.
But Puka do enough.
Exactly.
But Puka do enough.
I'm hoping there is a universe where I can get the win in fantasy and the Falcons get a win at the same time. That's what I'm hoping for.
404-726-0929. Want to hear your thoughts on the game tonight. Also want to hear how you would feel about Matt Ryan joining the front office for the Atlanta Falcons. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man.
I know.
You really ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I feel bad, but at the same time, I want this fantasy money, dog.
He also looks proud of himself.
He
at
does.
The same time
he
kind of
poked his chest out a little bit.
Hey,
man.
My team's loaded, man. Hey. And look, I didn't originally draft Matthew Stafford. He wasn't drafted straight out of the draft in the league. I picked him up because I saw the vision. I saw him start to ball out, so I picked him up. And I had him all
season. Ain't no dynasty league. I got news for you.
But I got Stafford, McCaffrey, James Cook, Puka.
How much money's on the line? Because I almost would rather pay you out of my own pocket than you to have those vibes walking in here today.
It is a –
better be a lot of money.
It's a, I think, 12-person league, and the buy-in was $25 each. So nothing crazy.
$250?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not giving you $250. Anyways, 404-726-0929. Hey, let's go straight out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony. He's over in Covington. Anthony, welcome back to the show, man. Hope you're doing well. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas to everybody. The queen of the morning shift, Mrs. Allie Mack. How we doing, ma'am?
Doing wonderful. Morning.
Good morning, ma'am. And if it ain't Mike Honcho himself, good morning,
vibes,
sir. Merry
man.
Christmas to you and your
vibes.
Family.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Man, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm out here grinding today, back to work, so no worries there. These bills don't stop, can't stop, won't stop, no diddy. So with that, all right, so Matt Ryan, all right, I want to throw something out to you guys. Do y'all know who Chris Spielman is by any chance?
Yeah, I know who Chris Spielman is.
All right, yeah, Chris Spielman, all right, all-pro linebacker for the Detroit Lions. Right, so as of right now, he was hired before Dan Campbell came along. He was hired as a position assistant to the president CEO, right? And basically he comes in for every major hiring. There's not a part of that organization that he is not involved in. It is a creative position. That's exactly what the Falcons need to do. They need to create a position for Matt Ryan, assistant to, directly to the president. He needs to be in Arthur Blank's right ear. Rich McKay, handle A and B, right? Greg Beatles, do what you do best, do the marketing. Matt Ryan, I need you to handle the culture. I need you to make sure we bring in a winning environment in here. And I think it'd be the perfect move for the Falcons moving forward in these unsure times. I hope y'all have a happy new year. Love you guys. Talk to y'all soon.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm not sure I realized he had that role. I knew that Chris Spielman as a football player was incredible. Mm-hmm. Ohio State Buckeye, All-American, All-Pro with the Lions. But there's been a couple examples. It's kind of a flip of the coin as to whether or not the actual players have worked out in front office roles.
Right.
You know, a lot of people will point to John Lynch and be like, oh, that worked out for the 49ers. But then there's also, like, the Elways. There's been, you know, the Larry Birds of the world. Like, it hasn't always gone great. So, you know, everybody always brings up their side of it. But I think Chris Spielman's a good one because he was obviously a very good player. And that organization definitely has kind of a linear approach, even though they came up a little bit short this year. All right, man, let's go back to the phone lines. Then let's talk to LeBron in ATL. LeBron, what's going on, LeBron?
What up, Dylan? I hear you, my boy. Back from vacation.
What's up, man? Talk to
me. Hey, that Matt Ryan move, that might be all right, man. You know, with his experience and him being into the league, you know, on Sunday morning games, like I say, he could probably change the culture, you know, to make it a little bit more enthusiastic about it. But at the end of the day, man, I'm going to tell you, I was on the ship, right?
Yeah.
So we in the sports bar, and I'm asking everybody with different jerseys on how they feel about the A. Man, I felt so disrespected on the show. Man, they don't even care about us, bro. Like, Atlanta who? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I ran into a few players, a few teams that we beat, and it was like, oh, I can't believe Atlanta beat us, you know. But tonight, I sure hope we upset the Rams go ahead and let other people out there spoil their season just as well as we're going to have to play spoiler rest of the season. But I see Trey getting back, and I see Dylan, we might need to trade Trey. We ain't winning, you know. But, hey, I'm just saying, I've been going for a hot minute, but I'm listening to the streets on the ship, you know what I'm saying?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I appreciate it, LeBron. I appreciate the phone call. There is that point tonight where everybody has to kind of remember that you do owe the Rams your first-round draft pick, you know, and you would hate for them to actually have a hand in making that a better draft pick.
Right.
It's just that weird thing. Like, I don't want that to be a good pick for them, even though I do think we already won that with James Pierce Jr. We've talked about him a ton. Hey, let's try to get a couple more. Let's talk to Will. Will is in the car. Will, what's going on, man? Welcome.
What's up? Mike Monty in the house, baby.
Hey, Will! I wasn't sure. I was like, man, he's in the car. I don't know what's going on. Welcome back, man. Long time no talk. Hope everything's good.
All is well. How about you guys?
Man, living the dream.
Doing great.
Yeah. Oh, Allie's all pepped up, ready to go. All right. You came at me like a spider monkey over here. Calm down.
Sorry.
I don't care for Matt Ryan in the front office. I mean, I think he'll do well. My thing is, I'm going to touch on the basketball side of trading for AD.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going to trade for AD, we're going to pick up a bad apple for another bad apple in Porzingis. Like, I don't want either one of them if they're not going to be on the court. I'd rather just run with what we got and just make it work.
Yeah. There is that. I appreciate the phone call, Will, and I hope you're doing well, man. I know Will's started a new job this year, and we're all rooting for him.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he's became a teacher this year.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So rooting for him, and obviously we don't get to hear from him because his schedule's a little bit different than it used to. But there is that thing, Dylan, where it comes to this. I know we got to get a break. There is that thing where you're like, you know, you got KP for 1 year. You got Trey on an expiring. Like, you almost don't want this kind of bad taste over the last six games to continue to extend in the next five. Like, because, you know, AD is going to want a contract extension. He's getting older. I think he's averaged under 50 games a year for the last 5 years. Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're going to be missing 30 games a year when it comes to him. So, I don't know. There is that point of me where I'm like, you know what, dude? I really like the front office, like the moves they made. They got a high draft pick. Let's continue to build from the foundation.
And that was my whole thing when we were talking about it during the 740 segment. That was my whole thing. Is like, yes, I think he's a little bit more available as far as, you know, his status usually goes. He is a little bit more available than Kristaps Porzingis, but he still has his own injury issues that he has to work through. And he's gotten better about it, but still, I'm not sure if the juice is worth the squeeze if you're talking about having to give up Zachary Sechet and the Anthony Davis trade package. So, yeah, I completely agree. It's definitely a risk, and we'll see whether or not that's a risk the Hawks are willing to take.
Wow. We got to wrap this up. We got to wrap up the wake-up call because we got to be on time for the one and only Dave Archer. He's going to be joining us next. to talk Falcons, Rams on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.